You milk the cows there?
That's right. They had a shed then. And sometime out in the opening, it wasn't raining, that's out in the opening. For a long time, we didn't think about feeding them. We looked to get them up every night, separated the cow from the kid, you know, and milk the next morning.
What'd you catch the milk in?
Pail. She had a stool to sit on, you know, and a big pail. She'd milk. I've held the calves off. You know, you have to rip the calves and hold them off while she'd milk. When I was real small, I've done that. But you had a big, two-gallon bucket. But that we had more than one.
Ten
bucket, that's right. Yeah, galvanized bucket, yeah.
We used to ride calves when I was a kid.
Yeah.
My granddaddy's house was built up, and one of them threw me one time and got under the house and broke all the pipes.
That must have been high off the ground.
It was built up pretty high, about, just the back part of the house was about 3 feet. You know, it was kind of on a slant. Yeah,
one right funny thing. We had built one or two barns, and anyway, one of them was on a slope like a log barn, and we had all fishing. My daddy used to raise mules. We bought a lot of mules, but he raised some mules too. Had an old mare too, you know, raised mules. And then they are the meanest thing to raise, you know, they'd jump fence, run calves, and everything else. And so.
Did you break them?
Yeah, we broke them, sure. But anyway, one Saturday, you know, we were all fishing. And what made this mule do that, I don't know, but mother was home. And she come down pretty close everywhere and began to call and said the mule was going under the barn. And he'd been crawled up under the barn. It wasn't very high, but it was up off the ground a good little bit. And what made him go under there, I was trying to get out, I reckon. But when we got up there, he done got out himself. But she was scared to death of him under that bucket trying to get out.
I was going to say, you know, it ain't exactly how big a hole it is. An animal can just seem like to me, if there's any mischief to get in, they can use it.
They can get in. Well, those mules, they were terrible. They'd kill calves and everything. We'd try to raise them two at a time. But my dad finally got tired of it, just sold both of them. In other words, put yokes on them, bed jump, and finally he tied them together. And one of them, well, it was a year old and another, he found one more and one on one side of the fence, one on the other. Said, I done put up these two long enough. So he went on and sold them.
What would you say about mules? I mean, mules like that, were they just, that was
just... Well, it was just homegrown mules. Ordinarily, a homegrown mule was better than the mules that you bought. But he quit. He went on and buying his mules. So the homegrown mules just meant they're tougher.
Huh?
Yeah, they were tougher and bought mules. But my daddy could naturally pick a mule. And taking care of them meant a whole lot. And and his horses, he kept good horses too.
Yeah.
We worked at horses.
He could pick a mule.
Yeah, he could really pick a mule. And, well, we'd plow them and work them and mule down horses and frolic on them too at night. You know, Saturday night, we'd ride them. We didn't have no car in those days, buggies, you know.
What'd you use the barn for?
Put corn crib, you know, and the mule there. You have stable for your mule, you know.
Uh-huh.
You see my barn out there?
Yeah.
Well, I got stables out there now. I got two. It's a hole through that barn. All right. On each side, it's a two room on each side for corn. I used to raise 500-600 barrels of corn here. And all right, then I got five stables. They're for my mule and horses, you see. And then I got shed on each side. That's a real good barn. Cause I haven't got no use for it now, but I did then when I built it in 40. 40? Yeah, that's when I'm building 40.
You have a room up over the top?
Yeah, a big loft up there for my hay. Yeah, it's a big loft up there.
You used to raise hay, a lot of hay.
Oh, Lord, yeah. I raised hay up until I had my bagger. I had cattle and raised plenty of hay until then. And I had to quit doing that.
Did you ever get a second cutting on your hay?
No, you can do it, but I never did. Right out there, I've cut as much as 100 bales of hay to the acre right out there.
Yeah. That looks like a good field, doesn't it?
It is. That's well, I'm not saying this to be boasting or bragging or anything, but this is a real good place. You back of my house is just level like that out there. You see back of my house here.
Uh-huh.